I used to do a lot of storytelling. It's been a few years, but this is the best room I've ever been in. I'm really inspired. And
Baltimore!
I want to talk about something I've never spoken about to another person before, ever, for real. So you guys have inspired me. Nobody will ever want to date me after this, but that might be good. You have to be yourself. So I guess my letters are... B, sometimes L, Q, but also maybe A, which is, I guess, asexual, but not the happy-go-lucky kind at all. So I want to just, like, this is a story I've kind of told, but I want to explore it now in this way that I never did. So this, like, my first memory of any kind of crush when I was 8, I bought a diary at the mall, and I went home, and I wrote about the boy at the mall. And he was, like, abstractly blonde, and we had a moment or two, and I made up the whole story. I don't know if there was ever a boy at the mall. I was in love with him for years, and my brother read my diary, made fun of it, so that was, I never wrote in a diary again, ever. But I would like to say that that was a phase, you know, but it lasted, like, 20 years, where I just kind of, maybe not 20, but almost, but I just... Real people were a problem, and fake people were great. Like in high school, there was this guy Dylan. I fell really madly in love with him after he died. While he was alive, he would not have been my type, but I became. So I didn't go to prom because I was like Dylan, and I would have gone. And he died. So and then in college, it was like I had a thing for my gay professor, and I couldn't even look at him. It was like Icarus. He was just too shiny and bright. So it was just like, and it was like a four-year obsession. You know, I read every word he wrote, and then I'd see him and run the other way. And girls too, you know, but it would always be sort of like, I never thought like, oh, I want to kiss that girl. I just thought like, her bangs are so amazing. So I didn't understand what other people were feeling or experiencing at all. And honestly, it's probably because I had some trauma. Or I'm just special. But in any case, it did all finally hit me at once. I went to grad school in Durham, North Carolina, and I've been back to Durham, and it's like, I don't know what it is. You go to Durham, and you get really horny. I don't know what it is. I thought because, oh, I was at a time of life, but it's Durham. It's horny. It's got, like, moss trees everywhere, and you're just like, but... So in Durham, I started to, like, want people, and it was really awkward. I remember, like, trying to flirt with some guy at a party, and he's like, I'm getting grossed out, and walked away. Like, he literally said, I'm getting grossed out. But I was teaching at a literacy council, and there was a woman working there named Leslie, and she kind of looked perfect, but, like, I guess there were some problems with her teeth. But she and I got coffee one day, and she told me she was married to a guy named Mendel. She was 19, and he was 35, and she said that they like to swing, and that, you know, I was like, oh yeah, I'm actually very experimental myself. I was a virgin. I was a 24-year-old virgin. That is not that bad. 24? Come on. I hit it the next year, and it was terrible. But in any case, So I met Leslie and Mendel at the Olive Garden for dinner, and they were flirting with me, and we had a date at my house, and it was like 6 hours of them, like my clothes stayed on, and they just like rubbed me, and they worshiped me, they told me I was perfect, and it was like, it was the best night, it was the best sex, I never should have, yeah, it was just, it was like I was a goddess, two genders. They had, by the way, Leslie had 3 kids from 2 men. It was so weird because I kept running into that. She was 19, I was 24. I was always like, everyone is so far ahead of me, I will never catch up. Like, you have 3, that means you must have had sex like 3,000 times. I haven't had it once. So we had that like perfect date, and I was like, okay, I'm in a threesome. And then we had a second date that wasn't so perfect. We were laying on their like rough carpet, and the baby was around the corner. It's fine. And then Leslie had sex on top of me, but not on my junk. She did it on my thigh or something, so nothing like I was just like, oh, she's doing this thing. And then Mendel started crying, and he's like, I don't ever want to see this again. So I made an arrangement with the two of them. Like, honestly, I was just down for whatever, obviously, to see them separately, because that was the only way it was going to work. And I was like, sure, I'm a grad school dropout, why not? So this went on for like a couple of months, and I actually didn't have sex with either of them, whatever you would define sex. Like, I never took off my, there was no genitals, there was no orgasm, there was no oral sex, but there was a lot of making out and feeling each other, and it was very confusing. I was in therapy at the time, and I remember like saying, I like touching her body, and like it against me, but I like his mouth is big, and that's good, and I like his hands. And I, like, look, what is it? It's like it's like a decade or more later, and I still have the same problem. It's like, I want the hands and the mouth and then the body. Like, it's very confusing. I'll never sort it out. But I didn't really have any feelings for them. A lot of it was just a story and an experience, you know. So, yeah, they actually asked me to join their family over macaroni and cheese on paper plates. And it was a lot. Like, it was like, I don't want to be in a family where we're eating on paper plates. I don't want two spouses before I've even had sex. Like, but so you know, and it's like there's. Look, I'm confused still. I'm getting really old, and I'm also like not that into it. Like, I don't know. I went through some trauma again, which was kind of like my childhood trauma recently, and it's like, I don't know if I want to be touched, but like if anyone wants to get coffee, develop a very strong romantic relationship, and
get that girl.
That's it. I guess that's it for me. And you know, there's like, I guess the asexual is like, maybe that's where I'm at, and maybe that's a thing. And I know I see it on Twitter, and sometimes people are like, they have like nicknames for different types of A. Like, I'm the type of A that like does watch porn and fast forwards through to the good part. But like, I don't know. That's it for me right now. You figure it out.